Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would love to see Bill Belichick and that defense with Cam Newton.
Rip it off. Rip that Band-Aid off.
And everybody's acting like you could just punch in somebody, and they're going to do what Tom Brady has done.
Dale Arnold.
I can tell you a guy I really want to wrestle. That's a brother guy from New England. Yeah, he talks a lot of shit.
We're talking about getting L.I.T.
Rich Keefe.
There's only a few people that can stay in one franchise 20 or 30 years. The rest of us, you dog me. It just confirms that there's no loyalty in sports.
Jalen Keefe with Wiggy.
Pass is dropped by Jermaine Wiggins. Wiggins, the intended receiver.
Wiggy to Wiggler.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So if I had called it salmon, would I have caught less crap among the Twitterverse?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I
would have caught the same amount.
I think it probably was about the same. I don't think it had anything to do with the color, at least for me. I think it was more the robe.
Yes.
It looked like a robe from that angle.
Though.
Well, it is and it isn't, Dale. I think from that angle, it looked an awful lot like a robe. Which
well,
I wouldn't
Fourier,
blame you.
Fourier started this.
It's a shirt. Is that a robe? It's a shirt robe.
Yeah. It's not a shirt robe. It's a hoodie sweatshirt.
If I was at home, I certainly wouldn't be taking any videos because I would be next to naked, laying around, snacks, booze. I'd have a Bloody Mary to start every show.
You would roll right from the bed to the other side of the bed, put your headphones on.
I basically dress like I'm at home when I'm at work anyway. So I can only, you know, only imagine what it would be like.
Yeah. 1:30. I might unplug the thing and be like, oh, I lost connection. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'd be like.
I decided when this started that none of us know how long this is going to last.
Oh, forever. Forever.
I'm at that point.
I'm betting on forever now.
And it just felt like if I didn't treat it like a day at work, I was gonna digress. I wasn't gonna prepare properly. I wasn't gonna do the stuff that I normally do. So I try to treat it just like a work day.
Well, God bless.
It's just the commute's a lot shorter.
Yeah. The commute is definitely better. Yeah. Although our commutes are a lot shorter, a lot quicker now.
The commutes are fine.
Yeah.
I'm just ready for Easter to get here. I want to see.
Wow, what's that going to do?
Well, that's when the president said we're
going to go on an egg hunt.
Well, that's when the president said we're opening up the world again.
Did anybody break the news to the president that he's not the one doing the lockdowns and the shut-ins, that it's the governors, that he's got nothing to do with it?
Well, he's been working very closely with all the governors.
No. Do you think they're going to hit Easter and the president's going to say, "Okay, everybody in New York, you're out.
Open it up."
And the governor's going to say, "No, they're not."
And then I think things are going to go right back to normal, don't you?
Yeah,
it's like immediately.
No.
It never happened.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, I know.
Well, we've got a bunch of stuff. Speaking of whether it's going to get back to normal or not, we'll talk about the NFL. But I'm feeling some guilt, and I'm feeling pressured by people like Wiggy and people like Greg Hill, and I haven't felt pressured like this since Stranger Things. Where I haven't watched Tiger King, but I now feel I'm almost obligated to watch it.
Well, Tiger King's bananas. So I'm only four episodes in. There's seven total. And Davey Eyeballs, who I do the Dork podcast with, he was just pitching me. He's like, you got to watch it. You got to watch all of it. It's the most popular thing going right now. We're going to do a whole episode on it next week.
And it's okay. I don't really...
What do you mean okay?
Wiggy doesn't like anything.
No.
Have you noticed?
Unless
they're bleeding from their eyeballs, Wiggy doesn't like it.
I've already figured out...
I've already figured out
what Wiggy likes. It's very obvious. It's movies or shows that you don't have to think about that also will either have a season 2 or a sequel or a part of a universe.
No.
Wiggy, yes. He hates movies where he's like, so are they building towards another one? I go, no. That's just sort of it's just a one-off.
No, oh, I don't want a one-off movie. But
you hated Joker because of that. No, you didn't like Invisible Man because of that.
I like Joker. They just took too long to develop the Joker. Listen, I said Tiger King is cool. I got nine problems.
Wait, did you finish Tiger King?
I haven't finished it.
So there's more. They keep building up to it. I think it's one of those shows, and people say this all the time, and you don't believe them, but once or twice an episode, your jaw just drops. You're like, did they just say what I think they said?
Right.
Because they highlight like three or four main characters, and they all have just bizarre backstories and things going on.
Yeah,
rivalries,
the
friendships.
The characters are different. But there are a lot of stuff on Netflix that I have recommended.
I hate
the Khalif Browder story is amazing.
No, we're talking about Tiger King.
And
we're talking about
Q-Ball.
I'm not watching that right now.
Can we get back to the discussion at hand here? Tiger King. I said it was okay.
I don't know why you would support these people and go to these rogue zoos to go visit these caged tigers.
People like to see tigers.
Why?
And I don't get the lady.
Put them in the wild.
I don't get the lady who's tripping about everything, and she's doing the same thing.
She's doing the same thing. That lady, right. Wait till you get into the show.
Yeah,
that
lady, I know her backstory.
She might be the worst of the group.
I know her backstory.
Okay. That lady's nuts. And that just because she calls it a rescue, they're like, oh, she's doing good.
No.
And then these other guys got these sanctuaries. I'm like, they're all just caged wild beasts.
I want to see how the dude ends up in jail. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
So I got pressured into watching Stranger Things, the first season.
And that paid off for you?
And it paid off. It was great. Now, I guess season four, they've said, is now going to be delayed because of the coronavirus, but... Season two, not so good. Season three, not so good. Season one was great.
Well, I like the second and third seasons.
See, that's why waste. Why am I wasting my time then? Like you put me on. You put me on to the Watchmen. I'm all for it.
You love Watchmen.
I love Watchmen.
But then, what was your big complaint? When I told you there's no second season.
Yeah, well, there's a...
Look, there doesn't need to be. Just enjoy the first season.
Yeah, but there needs to be a second season.
There doesn't have to be.
You can't end something.
That's the other thing is Wiggy won't allow the filmmaker to leave an open ending.
Yeah,
it needs
to be. What's the purpose of that?
Well, I don't know. You can,
because you want to set up the next season. So
that's what conclusions.
That's what I'm saying, Dale. If you're gonna leave it open ended, then I'm looking forward to the next season.
But do you like a documentary?
I like some documentaries.
I think this one's definitely well done at the very least.
Right.
You know, even if you don't like the subject matter.
No, but the subject matter, I'm not really like, all right, so
you're not
people,
trying to pet a tiger?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm like the one lady who's there who...
Carol Baskin?
No. The one lady who helps Joe Exotic, she put her arm in the cage.
Oh, the one arm lady?
Yeah, it's like, I'm not really one
arm.
Yeah, Seth. I don't want to pet a tiger. I'm good.
No, neither do I.
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit. I really don't. Kind of bums me out, really.
Well, you guys have now, guilt, it's the wrong word. You've now pressured me into, when we're done today at 2 o'clock,
I'm going
upstairs and I'm going to fire that baby up and start it and see what's there.
You're going to put your afternoon bathrobe on and start watching Tiger King.
My fluffy bathrobe.
Yeah, right, exactly. And your slippies. And then you're going to be good for the night.
I don't get people's minds. Set right, and this is all I think.
What are you talking about? Just in general?
No. WPS is why do you want to?
I like a nice craft beer.
Why do you want to hold a poisonous snake?
Oh, that freaked me out. My buddy didn't tell me about that. He's like, oh, you got to watch the show. It's nuts. It's all about tigers.
Somebody
blah, blah.
Explain that.
One of the first scenes, there's like a 200-foot anaconda, and they're like reeling him out. I go, I can't watch this show. There's more snakes in the show than you thought.
Did your buddy not know about your fear of snakes? I know that.
So I guess if you're not terrified of snakes, you wouldn't remember it because there's very few scenes with snakes. But if you're terrified of it, you can't watch them. So I'm watching the show with my wife. I'm like, are the snakes still on the screen? She's like, oh, yeah, it's all snakes.
The guy's like,
this I can't watch.
I don't get, like, that's, please somebody tell me the infatuation. I don't get it. Hey, how about it? I'm looking for one of your most poisonous snakes I want to get.
You know, it's mostly
I'm at it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Now that you mention it, all the people that were holding snakes, whites.
A bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah, they, it was.
The hillbillies.
It was redneck whites.
They love their exotic animals. I don't know what it is.
I don't get it. They're infatuated with like, oh, look at this. I got a jaguar.
Right.
Like, why? Get a dog.
But then there are...
Shih Tzu's fine. I don't need to get a jaguar.
You got a big dog, small dog, but medium dog, get a dog. He's like, no. I got a lynx.
What
are you doing with lynx?
You know what I found from watching Tiger King?
What's that?
It's definitely the rednecks and hillbillies who love their exotic animal. And it's athletes. For some reason, athletes love him.
They all want piranha in their fish tank.
They want to be in pictures with, because there was one athlete in a pool taking a picture with a tiger. Shaq was buying two other tigers.
Well, it's like a Scarface thing, too. Because they talk about it a little bit in the documentary about how it's illegal to be shipping, you know, animals around, but the penalty is so much less than drugs. Now, so these guys will get tigers, and then they'll sell them to all these different people all over the country. And then if they get caught, it's like, well, kind of more of a slap on the wrist.
Now, could somebody explain this one to me? The guy who is the Scarface of exotic animals.
Yeah, was it Moro or Mario? What was that guy's name? I know what you're talking about.
I forget what his name
is. Yeah, he did a 12-year ban.
Explain to me how he has a 100-year sentence reduced to 12 years, and he's sitting there telling you about a guy that they chopped up.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't chop him up. Maybe I did. It doesn't really matter, but I was there.
WPS. Yeah. That's why.
No, this guy, this guy was one of the rare non-whites.
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
I think he's from Cuba or something.
He and his wife are both from Cuba, and they're in, like, the Miami area now.
Yeah, and he, like, lived it. You know, he was all about, I guess he was, like, one of the biggest drug dealers in Miami in the early 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And him and his dad, but he's sitting there going, you know, hey, I didn't chop the guy up, but I can understand what the judge is saying. If I'm there and I know what's going on, I guess I'm part of it.
Now he's just into, like, monkeys and, like, big cats.
And he's like, yeah, I had 100 years. How do you have 100
year sentence? Do 12. Hey, you do 12.
And he's like, yeah, I did my time. He's like, I did my time. They cut this guy up and they dismembered him and this, that, and the other. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, now with the coronavirus, they just let him out anyway.
No, that is true.
They're letting people out all
over the place. I'm not in favor of that.
I was kind of like,
wow. You're in, right? You get out.
Right. I want more of him. I want more of his drug life.
Maybe we'll get back to him a little bit. I'm not done. I haven't finished.
Yeah, I've only.
He's a side character. He's a very fascinating side character.
Wiggy wants more of the only non-white in the show. Is that basically where we're at here?
No.
He wants to figure out how he got out of prison so quick.
Yes, that's what I want. I do like the Doc Antle guy. I think he's funny.
Do you?
I think he's funny.
That guy's a cult leader.
Yeah.
I think he's a cult leader. Yeah, I like that.
He's legit a cult leader.
He's funny.
It is funny. Like, he has a on-camera voice.
Right.
Like, a non-on-camera voice. Like, it's like he's reading lines the whole time. And you're like, all right, buddy.
But he's the guy that everybody, like, he's everybody's mentor.
They look up to him. They look up to Doc.
And the guy,
Charles Manson.
They go, he kind of is. They go, they ask the one lady, they're like, well, what is he a doctor of? And she, without even missing a beat, she goes, mystical science?
Yeah. Like, they had a call. What was his name? Shabash, whatever they called him. Like, he was like, the lady was like, he's the Lord. He wants
His real name means Lord, apparently. Yeah. Friends with God. And he changes all the women's names.
It's pretty amazing. When you think
the
about
show's crazy.
How he's able to brainwash them over tigers.
Right. People love tigers, apparently. There's something about it.
And it's amazing how much they get paid.
They don't. they get paid in tiger experience.
Well, no.
They can update their LinkedIn.
But
work with tigers.
The thing that you're going to find funny is, right, the guy Joe Exotic and this Doc Antle guy, right?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's his stage name.
And I don't blame him because his last name is a mouthful.
Right.
There's no way you're saying it's not. I mean, his last name's crazy.
But one is like the Joe Exotic, the way that they're like apprentices are, like, you know, the one, they live in houses. The other one, if they can get one air conditioner to work in a mobile home.
Yeah, it's not good. The conditions for Joe Exotic's people.
Yeah, they're bad.
Not great.
I mean, they're rummaging through week-old meat.
Oh,
to
God,
eat.
Disgusting. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's a wild ride, Dale. Yeah. If you start it today, you might finish it today. Like, it's one of those kind of things.
Aren't you finding yourself, and we're all doing this because we can't go anywhere, aren't you, like, watching stuff? Like Wiggy, have you done one of those $20 movie rentals yet?
Yeah, I've already got myself lined up for this weekend. I did The Hunt last weekend.
Yeah, and you said it was good?
I did like The Hunt. Mindless.
But is it part of a shared universe? Because otherise you won't like it. Is there a sequel to this?
It's open-ended. It's open, but it's gory. It's like Saw meets
you like
John
people
Wick.
Bleeding from their eyeballs.
He does.
Yeah, I do like that.
Wiggy likes
I
that.
I do really enjoy that.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Movie of all time?
Yes.
Training Day.
Okay.
Well, see, that's
a great movie.
That's not that bloody.
No,
it's not really good.
There's some bloody parts, though.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just the movie that just is something about it.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
The part with Snoop Dogg really stuck with me when he was making him throw up.
Great movie. So
that is a great movie. All right, I'll give you that.
But this weekend, I got it planned out.
Yeah, what do you
got? Harley Quinn. And
the Birds of Prey movie?
Yes.
That comes out?
Yeah, that's on.
Is that on the list? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's on the list. Bloodspot or whatever. Is it Bloodshot?
The one with Vin Diesel?
The one with Vin Diesel.
All right. There you go.
And Sam Heughan, the guy from Outlander.
Oh, is
the
it
star
now?
Of Outlander? Yeah. He's the co-star with Vin Diesel in this thing.
Yeah. The Harley Quinn movie was good.
And Ben Affleck's movie's out there, but I heard that.
The coaching one?
Yeah, I heard a lot of some people say it's not that great.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. It's an eh?
It's
you give
an
eh?
It's an eh.
Out of six it's Infinity open-ended. Stones.
It's one of those movies. It ends two.
A two out of six? Wow. Yes, that's a skip.
It ends, Wiggy would hate it because it ends right with the game starting. You don't know what happens.
Oh, Jesus.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Thanks very much, John.
John wouldn't let Wiggy spoil a movie from 2006.
Right
now, this movie still
spoils a movie that came out yesterday.
It's more about Ben Affleck and his character than it is about the team.
I don't care about Affleck's journey. I want to know who wins that game.
How was Birds of a Prey? Yeah. Well, and then The Invisible Man's on there, which I didn't.
I liked.
People like it, but
everybody likes it. But
I didn't like it. I thought it was slow.
Don't you get the sense,
building
by the way,
tension.
When our cable bill gets to our homes at the end of this month, we're going to go, holy crap.
Yeah,
we can write it off. We're talking about it on the air right now. It's
the
right
governor.
Off.
No, the governor said, don't worry about your cable bills. We're pushing that back.
Yeah. We're getting those checks soon, aren't we? When am I getting my check?
Yeah, well.
I want my $1,000.
I don't
is
think
it 1,200?
Yeah, I'll take 1,200.
I don't think you guys are getting them.
I think my kid's getting 500.
Well,
I'm going to take hers.
Yeah.
I got
so
two
faster
kids.
Head'll spin. What?
I got two kids, so that's 500
cha-ching,
a kid.
Cha-ching.
My daughter, I can't get her money. She's
going to take hers, right?
Yeah, she's an adult. I'm waiting for that, though. Do I fill something out?
I think we just show up. They're going to show up at your house.
I've been checking the mailbox. I haven't seen it yet.
I'll take it in a gold bar.
Is it coming from do I have to look? Is it coming from Trump? Will it say?
It'll say from Trump. Oh, it's all from
you guys
his bank account.
That part where it said if you make less than $75,000.
Well, Dale, I make less than $75,000, and clearly you haven't seen what I make around
here. Cha-ching. My daughter makes way less.
I'm making what they make. They pay Joe Exotic's apprentices. Make $100 a week. And I'm working 12-hour day shifts.
Week-old meat. Like, here you go. Help yourself, Wiggy, before we feed the lions.
And I'm working 6 days a week, 12 hours a day. Well, how's this possible? How is this even? Is there some, law against that?
Yes. There should be.
And they're like,
there
you
really
know,
should be.
I feel like something ain't right here. So, Trump, I need my $1,200 quick.
Because I'm all about value.
But I want mine in cash. I don't want it in a check form.
Cash.
You want straight cash.
Deliver it to your house.
I don't want it to be traceable.
Because if it's in a check form, $1,200, that means the governor's going to take his
piece. What would you do with it? What if you got a nice, clean check for $1,200? What would you do with it? What would be the first purchase?
I can't go anywhere. I would have said Best Buy.
Yeah,
I might use some of that money to buy some playing a lot of Call of Duty. So I need to get, what are they, Shime?
New headset, Shime.
No, what are they, COD points?
Oh. Yeah, the COD points so that you can go into the store and buy, skins for your gun.
Yeah, so I need a...
or a cool finishing move.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what they had in mind when they were issuing these checks.
Yeah, well, that's...
You can hop online and get new
buy
skins
the season
for Call
pass.
Of Duty.
Oh. Yeah, cool.
I think I'm actually looking for a new...
get the league pass.
Gotta get the battle pass.
Get the battle pass.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new sniper rifle, so...
That'd be good. Yeah,
if I get this money,
Thank you, Trump.
You can get what's called a... You can get a Tamagotchi, which is like a Tamagotchi,
like
but
that.
It's on your wrist.
Can you imagine how decked out they're going to be on Call of Duty if we get these checks?
Oh, man. Man, I'm wait. That's why I'm waiting.
I'm
going to
be rocking pink anime colors.
Yes.
I'm going to be ready.
Yeah. Oh,
they're not
wait.
Buying food and stuff.
No,
they're just
no,
buying
no,
Call
battle
of Duty
pass.
Stuff.
Well, there's
yeah,
one package
pass.
That's $100. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
right
boom, there. Right, boom.
Right there.
I'm hefty enough. I could go a couple days without food. So I'm definitely going to stick
to
Call of Duty.
Plenty of reserves there. He's all
right. So, yeah, I'd probably make a couple purchases
good.
On Call of Duty.
No, I like that. That's a good call.
Our buddy Dice on Twitter says he's getting a sword. For his $1,200.
Smart.
Problem
smart.
Is,
you would advocate
you
that one.
That's
yeah.
real smart.
Where
Beef
can I buy a
security.
Sword?
Where can you get them?
Amazon?
Yeah. Amazon.com, probably.
Oh, they'll deliver it?
Wow. Oh, I got mine delivered.
Wow.
Yeah. Showed up right at my house.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Something like a nice long tube. Right?
Really long tube. I said it was either,
that is
it was either
impressive.
A sword or a rain stick.
That's impressive that they'll deliver a sword to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could have been a walking stick.
Could have been. But it was a sword.
But it was a sword.
Yeah.
I can't believe we live in a world where they deliver
yeah, they'll
you
do
a sword.
Right to your house.
I did not know that. I thought you had those one of those items that you had to go in and buy.
No.
I see there are some places
background
in the mall.
Check and all
the
that
malls
stuff.
Ain't open, but some places
Comic-Con,
in the mall.
You can get them at Comic-Cons. It's crazy. Like they pat you down, they don't let you bring anything in, and then there's these vendors that just have hundreds of swords.
Are you gonna add to your sword collection?
I don't know. I think I have enough trouble wielding one.
Because there are some pretty cool knives that I see when some of these stores.
But like Deadpool has two swords. Right. I want to be able to cross them in the back and then pull them out.
Well, I'd like to see what you can do.
You've got to wear that mask, too, if you do get the other sword.
Well, that would help.
I think you're at the point of now you've cut enough fruit.
Yeah, a lot
of vegetables.
What do you want me to cut up now?
No, I think you're at the point now you need two swords to see if you can do...
Like Leonardo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
If you could do two pieces of vegetables or fruit being thrown at you. I think that's the next step.
By the way, this thing continues much longer. We're going to be getting down to name your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh, Raphael. It's not even close.
But that's Michelangelo. Come on.
It would be for you.
Should we do a draft
Mindless.
Of Ninja Turtles?
All he does is eat pizza. Like, he's useless.
I am a big Shredder guy, though.
That's the rat, right?
No, Shredder's the villain.
Shredder's the villain.
Splinter's
the
rat.
I like April.
Master Splinter.
But April's don't you feel like we're at that point, Rich? Where
what?
Now
I need to get two swords?
No. Well, if you're not gonna get two swords, aren't we at the point where you have to cut two pieces of fruit being thrown
That's
at you?
That's gonna be tough because it when I put it in slow-mo, it looks a lot easier than it really is.
You gotta be quicker.
I mean, I could try.
But I think
that's the shine.
You've graduated on now.
I have fantastic wrist reflexes.
I don't feel like right now is the best time to be cutting up fruit and then maybe wasting the fruit.
No, as long as you eat it.
No, just eat it.
But I think you've
cut up a pineapple, throw it on the grill after, some grilled pineapple. It's
grilled
actually pretty good.
Grilled pineapple?
Yeah,
that's
pretty
secret
good.
Right
pretty
there.
Good. But you've graduated
yeah,
from...
Yeah, I know I have.
So now the next step is, before you get two swords, is two pieces of fruit.
Okay.
You know, and they don't have to be thrown at the same time.
Two grapes at the same
two
time.
Two grapes? I could do that.
So it's like, you have your wife, you know, I know...
she's filming
can people
and
see me?
Throwing.
Can people see me?
Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, okay. I think they can. We're filming in here.
So she throws one, and then she counts on her head, 1,001, 1,002, and then throws the next one.
But how is she going to also film it and throw two items?
You put your camera on. You don't have, like, a tripod?
No, we don't have a tripod.
You need
what
a third
does this
person.
Look like?
You can't just...
We can't have a third person now.
Well, can you sit your camera on something? Like, you could sit
your
it on...
Your daughter can't hold it?
Not yet. Close. She'd probably just eat it.
But can't
try to eat it.
Can't you sit it on a table and then just prop it up and then get your area done first where you're going
to
do it?
I guess
we'd
have
to camera on a tripod.
Get Glenn over and he can maybe film
it. I mean,
it.
I think that would be a good assignment for you.
I'll try it.
Because I think that would be impressive.
You think so?
And then you get the two swords. And then
at that point, it's lookout.
Well, but
all right, when we come back, we'll talk about the possible delayed start to the NFL season and how depressing that will be for everybody around here. That might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got Wiggy in the house because it's Wednesday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
I said the lights get too bright, the booty holes get too tight.
On WEEI.
That's what it is.
Needless to say, the sports world has been turned upside down, as all of our world has been turned upside down with what's going on in this country and the coronavirus. I saw an article earlier today that suggested that the sport that might get back to normal first out of all of the sports that are out there may be golf. And you could see where, you know, guys could be obviously out in the open air and separated. I don't know at what point you'd let fans on the course. I don't know that they would do that. But the suggestion was golf could be the first. But it's interesting to me to see how all of the sports now are looking at what do we have to do in the changed landscape that we're dealing with to change things up. In the NHL, arena owners or NHL owners have been asked to check on arena availability through the month of August now. One of the plans that's out there and at least has been discussed is training camp in July, Stanley Cup playoffs in August and September, take October off, start the new season in November. I mean, that's one of the things that people are looking at out there.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get pretty creative. Mm-hmm. And I think the question is, do you want to end up abbreviating two seasons? You know, like say you don't finish the regular season, you do maybe a shortened playoffs this mm-hmm. year, and then either like do you still find a way to play 82 NBA and NHL games the next season, or do you say, listen, we're going to give the guys some time off, we're going to come back, maybe extend the season? Because I know one of the conversations in the NBA, and it's been going on for a while, way before coronavirus, was maybe you push the season. I know owners have come out, I think Mark Cuban was one of them. You know, they play so many games
right.
up against the NFL, and they're getting smoked. So what's the point of going head-to-head with the NFL?
Because the NBA usually starts, what?
A little bit before Halloween. It starts, like, midway right. through October. So for 2.5, 3 months, I guess, really, with the NFL playoffs, you know, Thursday night games right. are going up against football. Anything on the weekend is going up against
maybe
football.
Maybe you start the NBA season, like, the beginning of December.
Yeah, maybe Christmas is more like the opener.
Well, and the problem you have here is now they're talking about, Mike Freeman wrote about this, the very real possibility that the NFL season won't start on time either. That you look at the fact that as of 6 o'clock today, all of the team's sites are closed, period. Closed down. GMs wanted to delay the draft. The commissioner right now is pushing back on that, but I don't know if that'll change or not. We've already talked about OTAs probably won't happen. It sounds as though the first time players will get together is the start of training camp, but they're not sure that's going to start in July either.
See, I think if you got the question is, could you start stuff in June, or are you pushing it back because you need, you know, 8 weeks of preparation? Because if you say, all right, in the NFL, you could start the training camp in July and say, we're going to give every team an extra 3 or 4 weeks to start mm-hmm. before they would normally start, which is like the end of July. So you could say, all right, that's all. Because the OTAs, when you really think about it, it's only, what, 10 practices?
It's not much, right?
Yeah. The thing about the offseason is the April-May workouts. And that's what guys potentially are missing. Because if gyms are not open or facilities are not open to train, where are these guys lifting, running, doing all those things? Because you don't want to just roll in and say, okay, we're starting training camp mm-hmm. on July 1st, and maybe a guy hasn't had the ability because not everybody's got a home gym.
I mean, a guy like Brady, the house in Brookline we saw in Tom versus Time, he had this incredible setup, but
not everybody has that.
Right. Yeah, most guys don't have that kind of accessibility. Right. And as you said, Wiggy, it's not like you can go down to your local Planet Fitness or something. None of those are open either. So you wonder how creative these guys are having to be right now just to try to maintain some semblance of football shape.
But this is one of the last years, right? Because isn't next year supposed to be the 17-game regular season? And then
yeah.
So that would be 3 preseason games. So mm-hmm. this year they have 4 preseason games scheduled.
Right.
I'd get rid of those.
So that'd be pretty easy, right? And sure. even if you want to limit it to 2-1 And then there's always that week in between the conference championship and the Super Bowl. So right. there are ways to delay it and then still have the calendar be pretty similar. You know, like so they're able to get rolling by September.
The general manager subcommittee voted 6-1 to recommend to the commissioner that he delay the draft, which is, what is it, April 23rd, 24th, somewhere in
there? Yeah, like the end of April.
many teams are worried that, you know, the chances of making a mistake, because you can't do interviews, you can't do workouts, you obviously can't get guys in for physicals. A guy like Tua Tagovailoa, you know, teams are going to want to know how is he physically before they you know, expend a top five pick on him. So the GMs want to push it back. The commissioner says no. Adam Schefter had a creative idea. He said, do the draft. Well, here's what Schefter suggested they do with the draft.
I'll give you my idea, Greeny.
Yeah.
Basically, how about having one round of the draft every night? So we have seven nights, seven rounds. Basically, it's the Hanukkah of NFL drafts. That's what you're talking about in time. And there's no rush to get through anything. It gives teams on the clock more time. It's not like coaches have to have players in mini camps. Next week, they don't. There are no mini camps. There's no off-season program. There's no other sporting events on the calendar. Have the draft occur one round per night for one straight week.
What do you guys think of that idea?
Fine. I mean,
I don't hate it. Like, well, overall, like, if they did that, and maybe they kind of wanted to do that at some point anyway, because you remember the draft, when I thought it was the best, was what it was just Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
It was like three rounds on Saturday, four rounds on Sunday. That I liked. And then they're like, no, we're going to make it more of an event. So it was round one on one night, two and three on another night, and then four through seven. Mm-hmm. But in this time, there's nothing else on. Everybody's looking for some kind of content. I don't hate it, although the fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds, and I'm a guy who likes the draft. Uh-huh. I like college football, but like, what are we really doing? Like, I don't know what they expect to get out of that.
You get the seventh round on a night all its own? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's not exactly. What else? I mean, it's probably, they're not looking for that night for...
You're hoping for, like, trades or something, well, because I don't think a lot of people are going to be super invested in that.
Yeah, but people that are watching it are not really watching it because they're super excited.
But would you rather watch another ESPN classic game or the seventh round of the draft?
I'd rather watch the Tiger King.
Tiger King. Well, right. No, that's true. I think a lot of people would, too. But just as a sports
fan,
I'd
watch the first couple of nights of the draft, you know, first.
I would, too. Yeah. And, I mean, the first round already has its own night anyway.
Right.
So it's not, like, such a crazy idea. And if this helps GMs a little bit more,
but see,
because they don't like how how what's happened to their visits and everything else.
But Dale,
that's okay.
Doesn't it seem like though what you're saying is the GMs don't like it because they're not being able to meet with guys and get physicals, right? So even if you push the draft back, right? When are they going to have the ability to start meeting with these kids? If that's
let's say you delayed the draft for a month, just to put a number on arbitrary number,
May 23rd.
And so that if the commissioner's now closed all the facilities till what was the date you said, Rich?
April 8th, they're going to reassess.
So, you know, let's say you can't open them up until the 20th of April. Well, now you've got a couple of weeks in there. You can get guys in. You can work them out. You can check them out physically. Tagovailoa is exhibit A. But, you know, you at least give yourself a couple of weeks. The way this is going to go, these facilities may be closed completely until the day of the draft. You're not going to be able to talk to anybody, see anybody, work out anybody, you know, examine anybody. None of it's going to exist.
Can you still call people?
Yeah, they're doing my buddy's kid is getting ready to go into the draft, and they're still doing interviews with him, like over the phone and that kind of stuff. So you could still do the interviews and all that. I think we're at the point because they had the combine. See, here's the issue. Here's, I think, what hurt a lot of players or might have hurt some of the drafting is a lot of these kids didn't have pro days. So
exactly.
But the problem is...
So the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round guys, careers could be absolutely
even
changed.
Higher than that. Second round, you know?
Yeah.
Second, third. There's a lot of guys that really the pro days are where they can go and kind of show.
Honestly, though, I don't feel that awful for them because they had 3 years or 4 years of college football game tape. They had the combine. They had the Senior Bowl.
Guys are going to have to – pro guys are now going to have to evaluate based on the tape.
So think about it. Like the pro day, you get guys in a very safe environment where they are – throwing to their receivers without equipment, without defense. Like, I don't know. I mean, the pro day is one kind of thing for measurables, but – Come on.
But that's what it is, the measurables.
I know, but I don't really
care. I mean, think about this.
They've already measured all these guys at the combine.
No. Yeah, but not everybody went to the combine and worked out, right?
Well, some of the guys that skipped their 40s at the combine, all right, sorry, you're going to have to go off of game film. Like, I really don't think it's that much of a disadvantage.
But it is, because think about this.
But every team is dealing with it.
Like a guy like Thaddeus Moss, Randy Moss's kid, right?
Yeah.
Had a very, very good, college year.
Yeah.
But the question that teams might have is how fast is this guy really?
Right. But right? Teams have been so burned by that anyway. Like,
well, no,
Darius
I'm not...
Hayward Bay is a top 10 pick because he's fast. Anquan Boldin's a second round pick because he's slow. And like, all right, both, you screwed that up.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. But so a guy like Moss wasn't able to run at the combine and not able to run at his pro day because he doesn't have one. Now a team might go, well, we saw, this player run at the combine who's faster. And so there are issues. And I think you're right, Richard. Now these coaches have to say, I'm evaluating this kid based on what I've seen with his game film.
Which probably
should
be how
they're afraid of. They're afraid of making a huge mistake. They think that the chances of making that big mistake are increased because they don't have the same knowledge. They don't have the same base that they're used to.
But
they can make a mistake no matter what.
They
think the chances are better now.
It's like, take a look at any draft. I mean, teams make mistakes all the time.
And I like your theory, Rich. I would much rather a scout look at a guy's film and go, we like him based on what we've seen him do in film.
Right. That's what it probably should be anyway.
And not his measurables and that kind of thing.
And you still have the opportunity to talk to all these players, and you can probably find out, like, is this guy a huge jerk? Is he all right?
You can talk to the coaches for that.
And you can do that.
Coaches.
Like, so all that stuff can still go on. So I don't think it's as big a deal as the GMs are making it out to be. And they screw up all the time anyway, even with all the pro days and interviews and visits. So
no, they just think that this is going to increase their chances of screwing up.
Yeah, I mean, by how much? Slightly. Maybe very, very slightly.
Yeah, I think they don't want there to be any chance.
Okay, well, too bad. Like, we're all dealing with different things right now. You know, like, everything's a little
bit
different.
Like,
so it's a little tweaked.
As...
And guess what? The GM in your division that you're going up against, he has the same stuff. He is the same issue going on for him. It's not like one team can't go to pro days. Nobody's going to pro days.
I like the fact that it makes those guys have to really work and evaluate players based on the film. Who it hurts? It hurts the guys that I would say are the fifth, sixth, seventh round players. Undrafted guys like myself, those are the guys that it hurts because you're not able to now shine at a pro day in front of coaches.
But sometimes the undrafted guy finds his way in a better opportunity than the seventh round guy.
Right, but that's usually because when they had the, like, for me, when I was coming out, Champ Bailey was in my class. He was in, was my teammate.
So you had a loaded pro day.
So a loaded pro day. Yeah. So now all I got to do is catch somebody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm one of those guys now, the fifth, sixth, seventh undrafted guy, I was waiting on my pro day at Ohio State when everybody comes to see Chase Young.
Right.
And we've seen those videos of Belichick and all over the place. Now I lose that. So now as an evaluator, I think it's the hottest part is those fifth, sixth.
But there might be more of those calls to head coaches, right? Like we'll see what those relationships are. And maybe it's those coaches. So you don't have the pro day to catch the attention of a scout, but maybe your coaches almost turn into recruiters, and they're like, listen, I know this guy only had 15 catches
I think guys that are coming out this year are screwed anyways, because no matter what, you can't get that pro day. So whether you push it back or you have the draft, it doesn't matter.
But on the other hand, like, some guys are going to benefit from it. Like, the guys that had better game film are going to benefit. Like, they're still going to draft 250 whatever players it is. So, like, some guys are going to luck out.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll let you guys weigh in as well. We will also look at some of the other things that are taking place, including you were talking about the entertainment, the lack of entertainment value. Believe it or not, Chris Scheim might be a visionary. He might be a prophet.
Hmm.
Ooh, there's a scary
thought. I think he is. You hear his picks every Friday.
Well, there you go.
He's been nailing it.
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keith.
I'll let this cat out of the bag
on WEEI.
So we're talking about all of the things that we're watching on TV, how desperate we are. You know, we're watching classic sports. I'm watching, you know, old Bruins games on NESN just because we who, you know, live in the sports world miss our sports. So how about this one? eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series. They pitted real NASCAR drivers, a real Fox broadcast team. They stuck it on FS1 last Sunday and averaged 903,000 viewers. So they said, hey, this works. So now Fox and FS1 will simulcast an eNASCAR iRacing event this coming weekend. We're now watching video games.
Video games. It had been the future. It is now the present. You can watch competitive video games really anytime you want.
That I don't understand either.
What do you mean?
Don't understand. Video games? Like, yeah, like watching them.
It looks. Yeah, it, I mean, like I will say this: the graphics and everything. It looks like a real race.
Oh yeah, it's legit.
I mean, I've seen screenshots from the event last weekend. It looks. It's almost hard to tell you're not watching a real race.
Oh yeah, I mean, and the graphics now on some of these things are outrageous.
Well, it's like on Call of Duty.
You feel like you're there.
I feel like I'm there.
Right. Exactly.
There was a Call of Duty tournament yesterday, as well as a CS:GO professional match yesterday. Mm-hmm. Combined, they had over 700,000 concurrent viewers on Twitch.
Wow.
Crazy. Good chime. There is just because that's what you can do, and you can do it safely.
Yeah.
Right. Or you could do it in your house, and you can play with hundreds of other people, and you don't have to be around any of them. So this is
frustrating.
This is what's
happening. If you haven't played if you haven't played Warzone, it's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
Yeah, it's.
But you can hop right back into the next game.
Well, if you got to get out of
get in the gulag.
Yeah. I'm not very good in the gulag.
I'm not bad. I'm better in the gulag than I am out running around.
Well, I'm good out. I'm good.
You're out good in the open.
Yeah, I'm good.
We got to do this. We got to get Shime, you and me as a team.
Okay.
Because there's teams of three out there. Shy, you want in?
The ultimate Dale and Keith content.
Good. And then I'm going to stream that.
Here's the only issue.
We got to play. What's the problem?
It's like when I play with my kids. I have a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And I play with them. I'm squad leader, and you got to listen.
So now you're playing with Keith and Shyman. You have to be squad leader.
He's the leader.
Too?
The leader.
Because I understand.
He's got the seniority.
Well, and I understand the.
I would follow Shyam, though. Shyam's.
Wiggins is dropped by Jermaine Wiggins.
No, don't play that. Well,
my IGL skills are pretty good.
Shyam's pretty good.
I've honed them over
my
many
uncle
years.
Was in Vietnam.
Okay,
so
all right. Wiggins the leader.
I understand.
My dad was in Korea.
Okay.
So Shyam's the leader again.
Well,
both my grandfathers were in World War II, so maybe now it's back to me.
Well, you do have the seniority.
That's right.
See, the key is figuring it out how we're going to make our way through the map so we don't get caught in the smoke, right?
Yes.
And if you're reckless, some of the people want to go out on, you know.
But you don't want to just hide. Wait, do we want the smoke or we don't want the smoke?
Well, see, you're reckless.
It's hard to say.
I don't know if I can have you on my squad if you just, you know.
No, I can follow. If one of you guys are the leaders, I can
if we're
follow
like,
mine.
Hey, let's, you know what? Let's camp here.
Yep.
We're in the circle.
Right.
Let's camp. We got good high ground.
Oh, yeah. Always want the high ground.
We got sniper rifles. We got a hotbeat monitor.
Okay.
See, I'm a very flexible player. I can either lead the squad or I can just keep my mouth shut and slay out.
What would our squad name be? We need to have like a what do they call it? Like a faction?
The Wigglers?
We could be the Wigglers.
We'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something.
And I'm not an overbearing squad leader.
Oh, good.
You totally are.
No.
You are totally an overbearing squad leader.
I'll say, hey,
You'll make recommendations?
I'm saying, hey, I think we should do this. What do you think?
Because it's already tense enough. I don't need people yelling at me while I'm playing.
Right.
You know, I'm already kind of a little on edge as it is.
I was yelling at my kid last night, yelling at him like crazy. I'm like, if I make a recommendation.
Yeah.
We have to do it because the one thing I noticed about the new Call of Duty.
Yeah, I can't be like, oh, no.
when you get in the smoke without a mask, it kills you quick.
Oh, you're dead. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you see that at Cirque du Soleil all the time.
You got to plan ahead. You got to get inside
all
that circle.
All I know is I am the demolition man. I'm the guy with the RPGs and an AR. And
all right.
I'll go to work.
But I can drive the Jeeps and the helicopters.
A lot of Grand Theft Auto practice.
Yes.
Don't get too far away. We'll buy you back in if you can't make it through the gulag.
I like it. I think we got a good team.
Can we do a wellness check on Greg Hill today?
What happened to Greg?
Well, I'm a little concerned because there's new Tom Brady information today.
Oh, boy.
It comes from Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians, who went on the Dan Patrick Show today to set Brady children, a son and a daughter that he had with Giselle, a second son from Bridget Moynihan. He lives in New York. But according to Bruce Arians, and it's a little sketchy as to when because of the coronavirus right now, but Tom and Giselle and at least two of the kids are moving to Tampa this offseason. What happened to the Greenwich house?
They probably still have it.
Super rich, so right. I could have multiple houses. They could still have that house.
Connecticut.
Now, do you think that his two kids with Giselle are going to go to school in Tampa Bay?
Yep.
So I don't. I don't think that's going to happen.
So where are they going to go to school?
I don't know. The best schools in the world, probably. Like, they could pick wherever they want. Maybe in Greenwich, maybe in Connecticut.
No, they're not sending kids off to some Swiss boarding school.
There's good schools in America, Dale. And if they live in Greenwich, I don't know, New York City or Connecticut?
But apparently, the whole family, according to Arians, is moving to Tampa.
So, hearing it from Arians, I mean, maybe Tom was like, yeah, I'm going to actually get a place and the family's going to come down. Does that mean forever or for the next 2 years? I don't know. I don't know how clear that is.
Yeah, I think the kids will live either in New York or if they're this house in Connecticut, they'll put them into some.
There might be a house in Connecticut.
Well, wherever it is, they'll put them in a private private school in New York, and then their schedule will be: hey, we're gonna fly down on a Thursday, and and we'll probably do that.
Because I wonder when, because again, it's hard to say with the off season and everything that's going on, but school starts in September, right? But if he wants to go down there in July, I don't know what Florida's. Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe it's earlier.
Yeah, Georgia, I know. When I lived in Georgia, school started like the beginning of August.
Yeah, that's true.
But they got out earlier, so.
But doesn't this, I only have Bruce Arians' word to take for it here. He said Brady and his family are moving to Tampa Bay.
But what does that mean, though?
Brady and his family are moving to Tampa
Bay. No, I know
that.
That
seems pretty clear.
But
though, as far as, like, schools and for how long. And again, this won't be their only house, right? Nobody's going to.
But they have a place in Manhattan, too. But they've had a place in Manhattan for years.
So they could still go back there.
Yeah, so what is so if they're moving.
According to Arians, he's making the commitment. The commitment is to Tampa Bay. We've already been told, Tom Brady said he was going to go to OTAs if there ever was such a thing.
Right.
But according to Arians, the commitment includes moving Giselle and the kids there as well.
Yeah, hearing it from Arians, though, I don't know.
If you had gotten in on the conference call yesterday, you would have asked Tom this, and we'd have gotten to the bottom of it.
True, it was denied. Of course, this would not have been high on my list, but I did have questions ready to go. Access denied every time. How do you like that? Unbelievable.
Seems unfair to me.
A station that he was on for 20 straight years. They say, nope, not going to talk to him.
I don't think it really, I don't really think it's a big deal. I mean, his kids are younger that you could probably, put them in school. They could probably homeschool them if they wanted to.
I think that there are probably decent schools in Tampa, too.
I doubt it.
It'll be private schools. Don't get me wrong. He's not going to, the public elementary school or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Compared to New York and Connecticut, I feel like it would be.
I think the private schools down there are not even in the same ballpark, as to some of those schools that they'll have in, Connecticut, if there is a house there, or if they live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if there is a house in Connecticut, which we still have no idea, I didn't even think that was one of the houses that they might have been moving in right away.
And also, because, how the kids' ballpark, what grades are they in? Because I feel like they're going to be in Tampa for 2-3 years tops, and then they're going to have to move schools again.
I think the daughter's, five, right? Isn't the daughter young?
So she's going to be close to first grade. The son's definitely older.
Yeah, the son's only older because the oldest son...
Jack is the oldest son.
12, right?
He's got to be like junior high or
something. Yeah, and I think the other son is
not going out of Florida.
I think the other son's around 10.
Yeah, so if you're talking about, And again, they have the money to be able to do kind of whatever they want. But do you want your kid to go to, you know, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade in one school? And then I know people do that all the time. I'm just saying, if you're them, you have the option to put him into a really good school and have him be with his friends and be with, you know, the place that you want him to be the whole time. So we'll see. I bet like the whole off season with where is he living, I bet there'll be more to the story.
So his kids that now this was from August of 2019. Ben is 9 and Vivian 7.
Okay, so what is that? I don't even know.
Second, I don't know what grade that is.
Like second grade and fourth grade or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, I don't know. Are they okay with those? With them going to school in one place for 2 years and then ripping them out of
but
there?
But you know what a lot of people do, you know, just based on my experience of, yeah. you know, playing with a lot of guys go half the school year where they're playing and then half the school year where they live in the off season.
Oh, so the kids switch?
Yeah, so they pull the kids out of school then they put them into school at the new place. No. So, I mean, they probably could do that.
Mm-hmm. My guess is they're going to be together. It seems so clear. All of the social media postings, both Giselle and Tom and kids, I never pictured them separating. I had a hard time wondering how they were going to pull it off. And if Arians is right, they're not going to separate. But if he's right, it's a further indication to me of how committed Brady is to this.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to half-ass it. Like, I really did. Like, he's going to be so motivated. He's going to do everything.
Even if he re-signed with New England, I still thought it would have been the same thing. And yeah. I still thought they would have been here, you know, all year long, like they'll be in Tampa Bay or whatever. You know, so I don't think it would have been any different if he was in New England.
Right. He'd be here with his kids the whole year.
Right.
Just like he's going to be with his kids the whole year next year.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, that's what most guys do, you know, and the season's over. If they want to take them out of school, like I said, some people do that. If Brady and Giselle don't want to live down there, say, March, April, May, June, before the next season starts, then they send them on back to New York.
617-779-7937. We get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. Some other things to consider, including Kurt Warner suggesting the Patriots might not be done quarterback shopping. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.